Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. We're back again with you live in our broadcast, and we hope you have been doing well, and thank you for joining us again. Please feel free to come with us and participate in our conversation tonight. This is sponsored by Building Families and Communities Institute. The number that you can call to participate with us live is 657-383-0944. Again, that number is 657-383-0944. Thank you for following us live stream, those of you who are. Feel free to join the conversation by calling that number live tonight. That's our studio number. We'd be happy to entertain your question or comment. We will, if you're just tuning in for the first time, the format for the show is that we typically offer a backdrop or a monologue. I will give a monologue about maybe 10 minutes or so, and then we'll go right into our discussion. And we welcome you to call. All we ask is that you keep your conversation relevant to our topic, as well as show respect to all of our callers. As I've said many times before, I don't expect everybody to agree with me. I think I know what I'm talking about, but you may not agree with me. We respect that. But we learn from our dialogue, and that's really the purpose of the show. This is a national-based dialogue. Again, that number to call is 657-383-0944. Culture is defined as the way of life for people. There are many cultural expressions that define and distinguish various lifestyles. One of the major cultural traits in the world known to mankind is music. For people who live and have been shaped by the urban experience, generally speaking, gospel and blues are common expressions that are significant to their influence. Tonight we're speaking from the topic, how gospel and blues impacted urban American culture, the way of life for people in urban America. Now, all right, we're going to get right into it. And again, give me a few minutes. Let's get through this monologue. And then you can give us a call here, 657-383-0944. Give you a little backdrop for the conversation. I'm going to try to have my friend, a musician, on who plays both sides of the spectrum. He's an excellent musician, both in the church and outside. I'm going to try to get him on here in just a little bit here. But nonetheless, so here we go. Psalms, the 98th chapter, and verses 1 through 4 reads, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God." Verse 4, lastly, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." Let's talk about gospel first, what it is, where it comes from, and how it evolved. All right? Gospel music is deeply rooted in the very rich tradition of the black church, starting back during the early or late 1800s, I should say, really. Okay? So when we talk about gospel music as opposed to Negro spirituals, it's a little bit different. But it had its origin somewhere in the late 1800s. And primarily it was in Negro churches in the South, the Deep South in particular, of the United States. Now, what you would find is that they had a tendency to incorporate various styles of music into their worship. Are you with me? And what happens is that you had things like Negro spirituals, regular hymns that often are just hummed or sang without music, as well as other sacred songs. They began to put rhythms and songs and sound to it. You understand? The traditional structure of gospel music changed, though, in around 1930 when a gentleman by the name of Thomas A. Dorsey, who was known, became known as the father of gospel music. Story is told that he lost his wife, and in his grieving, he wrote a song for her, and it became very popular, and it changed gospel music drastically. Dorsey was a former jazz pianist. And he was a composer, and he worked for many famous players such as Ma Rainey, Hudson Tamp, Red Whitaker. These were major jazz and blues artists during that era. He created a new style, though, of gospel music called gospel blues, which infused his study of the blues and jazz with traditional gospel music. And then it was rich, and we see a lot of it to this day. It was initially rejected by many people. However, by the end of the 1930s, gospel blues won over and was accepted in many different forms of traditional gospel spun off from that. To this day, to this very day, we see now the influence of rap and gospel and dance with gospel. Churches sometimes kind of get lost with that thing. Let me give you an example of some gospel music that had upbeat to it that I'm making reference to now. This lady here by the name of Evelyn Tarantine Agee, she had this song, and you listen to it, it's got a deep bluesy sound to it. Just listen to it just for a second here.
God's deal,
God's deal,
yes, he did.
Loyalty,
oh, Hello.
Hello, Casey. So that's an example of some of the music that had this real upbeat, fast tone, and she's talking about God, just like they did in the Negro spirituals. I got my friend Casey on. Casey, bear with me just for a second. We're
yes, sir.
Monologue. I'm coming right back to you, okay?
Just don't go nowhere. All right.
All right, we were able to get him. This is an expert here. We got an expert on the line with us. So, as I was saying, gospel music evolved as an expression of the experience of black people in America. That wasn't the only thing, though, because as you saw Thomas Dorsey put a spin on it and got gospel blues going with his jazz influence and what have you, well, they just got down right with it. You understand what I'm saying? And blues music became a genre of music that came yet again out of the same suffering and experience of black folk in the Deep South, largely. And it spread over or spread around America later. Blues incorporated spiritual songs, essence and words and shouts and chants and rhythms and all kind of narrative ballads, even blues ballads. Many of the most popular blues singers originated out of the heat of oppression off the plantations of the South. Okay? And what they were doing was playing from their heart with their experience. Now, this developed from the roots of many African traditions, right? And what happened was is that you had what they call improvisation, where it's not necessarily written down, but you're shooting and playing from the hip. I mean, getting down. And a lot of times Europeans or whites didn't quite understand how to follow that genre and how to keep up with that. And they had a hard time. So sometimes they would cast this off as being uncivilized music, you know? And they would make the argument that, hey, we don't know what you're doing and we cannot give it credit. Well, when they began to mix this bluesy or jazzy music, this rhythmic process with classical music, it became known as jazz. You had a little ragtime and things of that nature. But guess where it all came from? It all came from the black experience. Now, y'all heard Evelyn Tarantine, right, as she was talking, and she was telling you about the experience, what God can do. Everything that happened to her, that was good. It had a real nice beat to it, right? And that is not uncommon in the black experience. Well, there are other things. Listen to this brother right here. ZZ Hill is talking about a woman. Had a hard time. But this time, she's not just talking about God. This is the evolution of the same music. Listen to it.
Jumping, and everybody's having a good time. And you know.
So I better stop that before I get in trouble. I don't think a preacher's supposed to be enjoying that too much. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. We're talking from the topic, how gospel and blues had an impact on urban America. Now, some people say it ain't just black people that live in urban America. That's most of the folk I knew historically, and we know it's changing. We've talked about that some. Let me take a minute to recognize my guest, my friend, Brother Casey Clark, a talented musician out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. What do you say, Casey?
Good morning, world, and here come the truth.
Casey told me, said, look here, Doctor, I ain't playing with you. I got to drop it like it's hot. So we, hey, y'all get ready for it. Casey, let me welcome my good friend out of Peoria, Illinois. They call her Mama D around there, and we call her 8112. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great and wonderful, and I thank you guys, and I'm going to listen in, and Lewis is also in the house.
Hey, Lewis. All right, Lewis. I know you're going to be able to give me some, Lewis. All right. Let me also welcome 3072 out of Florida, all the way down there in the dirty south in Florida. How you doing, 3072?
Doing awesome.
Good. So you guys heard my monologue. Let me bring my guest back in. Casey.
Good morning.
I'm a preacher. And you heard me talk about the influence of gospel and blues. Is that real, man? Correct me now. Is
yes,
that
sir.
A difference in, correct.
Anytime you're telling the truth, singing it, praying, talking or walking, you're godly.
Okay.
The truth ain't nothing but the truth.
Wow. So you mean to tell me that don't just happen in the church house? Wait a minute, I'm a preacher now. Watch it, Casey. Watch it.
Don't happen in the church house. You know what I'm going to say about today's church. You know, you got to know when you're lost.
Okay.
So that way you'll know to get on the right track.
Right. Okay. But talk to me about the music.
All right.
In your
the music
mind.
Is real. It is.
Okay.
That's why it became, they call it soul music. It's got to come from your soul. Anything
wow.
that comes from your soul is real. What did happen to us, now I can tell you about us. We don't want realness anymore. As long as it's fake, and a lot of times now, and dirty like rap music. If it's not dirty, we don't even want to hear it.
What?
Yes, sir. If you don't watch it.
So, you know, you and I have talked a lot about how people listen to the music and they ain't paying attention to the meaning.
That's
talk
right.
Talk to me about that.
Because one thing to hurt us, as long as we can get a beepity bump and a bumpity beep, we're satisfied.
Right.
You got
right,
to, like
right.
they tell you every day in life, you must read the fine print, or you're going to be lost.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think about that, 3072? You've been in church all your life. What about that? That makes sense to you? 3072, you there?
Oh, hi. Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, I'm doing a number of things, trying to participate in the show. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
I missed your question. Yeah,
all right.
I missed
well,
your
hold on 1 second. 8112, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I did. My mother's.
Right, what do you think about that, Lewis? What do you think about that? You're a young man. Casey, Lewis is a young guy in his 30s and what have you, and he's been sharing with us that experience. What do you think about music, blues, and even other expressions in the church now, Lewis?
I believe they all go hand in hand. I mean, it's definitely all from somewhere. And like the pastor was saying, that it all comes from the same spot, whether it's a little vulgar or it's coming from somewhere and it all originated somewhere. So it's all like even jazz, all of it came from, like you were saying earlier, like the hymn, you know, when they was in the field, the old Negro spiritual, that's where it all was from there. Our grandparents raised our mothers raised their kids same way that the music worked.
You know what I find interesting, Casey? How poor people who couldn't read and couldn't write were able to pick up an instrument and really affect lives, man, in a drastic, in a major way.
I find that interesting. B.B. King is living proof of it.
Wow.
He did more with a single note than some pilots can do with 7 airplanes flying them back. Hello, truth.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy you say that. I just watched a documentary about B.B. King.
Is that right?
Blues Boy, B.B. King, Riley King.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Like, watch the documentary on PBS. They just aired it. It was on American Masters. And it talked about all that, like his humble beginnings and how he had to start off.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting that you're talking about the blues tonight. That was my only point.
That's all
right.
And
he was poor too, wasn't he, Lord? He was broke, wasn't he, Lord?
I didn't hear you say that again.
He was poor. He was broke.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. He definitely was. Most definitely poor.
Oh, but now, here's a lesson, Lewis, for young brothers. Often they say, I don't have this to get started. I don't have that. But if you get, if you find the talent within you, help me with this, Casey, and you use that talent, won't it make a way for you, Casey?
Yes, sir, every time. Righteousness will always pay off.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds logical.
Yes, sir.
So when people say, well, I ain't got a job and I didn't get this and I didn't finish school and dad wasn't there or mom wasn't there, or I hate to say it's an excuse, is that justifiable for them to just give up on themselves because they had a hard life, or where we at today?
It should be motivation, like, you know.
No.
Should encourage
no.
you to want to keep pushing on until you get to where you're satisfied. That's
Amen.
I mean, we are going through it. I'm still going through it. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm still here to get to where I'm trying to go to.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Right.
But we all got to motivate, even like you were saying, just not to get off subject about B.B. King, because he was poor, and the way he got out of his situation was, he was in a situation where he didn't know how he was going to deal. His mother just had died. His grandmother had died, and all he had was the shack that he had lived in with his grandmother after his mother had died. And when she died, he got on his bike, got his guitar, and he rode all the way to Memphis.
Yes, wow.
And, you know, he ended up coming back and working and married his wife, and one day he messed up a trailer. I mean, not a trailer, but a tractor. He left the engine running. He left an engine running on the tractor and messed it up.
Mm.
So he had left town again because he didn't want the owner, the master of the field, you know, to hurt him. So he left and went to Memphis, came back, made that right with him, and went back to Memphis, and then became a DJ, a radio personality.
Okay.
And that's how he pretty much started his career. They gave him the name B.B. King, Blues Boy King.
You're right on it.
And the rest of it is too much.
Yeah.
Well,
you know
now,
what?
Casey, you teach young people music.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the challenges you found with teaching young people to appreciate the art, man, and the nature of the talent, the skill?
You know, I was a teaching when I didn't even know it. And my first place was doing this was in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
First of all, people have to respect you. You have to walk upright to get young people attention.
Oh, see,
nowadays, I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to tell the truth. Nowadays, young people, as long as you're doing something bad or singing something bad or downing us, they'll follow you.
Wow.
We're in trouble, you all.
Wow.
Somebody got to make a giant step to say, no, enough is enough.
Because
it's just like pulling a gun and putting it up to your own head. That is what the rap music is about.
Wow.
Somebody got to change this program immediately.
Yes, sir.
I think 8112 wants to say something to you, Casey. Go ahead, 8112.
Right.
You're talking to Casey Clark,
special
musician.
I wrote his name down. I got it.
Okay.
I agree and I disagree to a certain point.
Okay, tell us what.
And I'm going to speak a little bit about myself.
Okay.
When
all
you
right.
show these young folks that they're not going to treat you like that and earn your respect. Respect is something young and old you got to earn.
Right.
I agree.
That's true.
If you don't earn it, you could do all the convincing them you want to and they won't hear you, as they say. Auntie, mama. I know I ain't their real auntie. They know I ain't their real mama.
Yeah.
But there's respect, because I made them come in my, you're not coming in my house doing what the heck you want to do when you want to do, because I got five sons.
I know you're right.
This is not their house. This is my home.
There you go.
You got to skip a movie. And that's how I talk to them. I talk to them on a level, but in a different way, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And they
yeah.
still treat me respectfully for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I love that from them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Casey,
let me ask you, do you think the art, the music, you know, we got all these sound effects and what have you now, and it's about jumping on the stage and performing, dancing. Very rarely do you find real musicians. Do you think
art
is being lost, Casey?
Yes. See, effect is like fake.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But you can't beat realness.
Mm-hmm.
See, what we have become a society of fake.
Okay.
Everything is either cost cutter. See, because we like to find something we can get for nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Can I interject again? I got a big mouth tonight now.
Hey, man.
Y'all
go ahead. Casey don't mind talking with you. Go ahead, Diane.
I love music, all kinds, different kinds. It teaches me things. And as you stated, music, when it really comes from your soul, and that's how I work with it, from my soul.
Mm.
But
uh-huh.
my sister's dad is a good musician. And they, some of them didn't take tune to play instruments, some of them did, and they do what they do.
That's true.
Right.
And as long as you do what you do well, and like you said, honest about it, and it comes from within you, like
when
young people now do the praise dance. I used to call it my little African art dance, and it was now they call it praise dance. And it's so much now. I respected it then because it's soothing to your body if you're doing it and mean what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that goes back to realness.
I got a question for her, though. Go ahead,
finish
your thought. And I got a question for you when you get through. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Okay. My thought is, what's the difference in the era of the kids now? Young people have made their own music.
Wow.
And I don't mean just talking, I mean church music.
Right,
and they're
playing
it all. They're taking it from our era and our elders' eras and beforehand, and they're using the ones that's there is utilizing it in a different way. I had to change myself again because I'm thinking, that don't sound like church music.
may I interject?
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am, you may interject. But at the same time, it is. It is what they are working with now, the best they know how, and God is guiding them to be in church, be it whether I think it's right or wrong, who am I to judge?
Okay, interesting. Go ahead, 3072. Get it. They about to get hot now, Casey. Go ahead, 3072.
No, I was just going to say that I believe that music first is an art.
Yes, it is.
It's an artist. Musicians are artists. So no artist is going to be exactly the same. And to me, when it comes to praise and worship, my worship is individual. So, I mean, as long as you're not using profanity and you're not doing anything to defame God, I like gospel rap. I do.
Okay.
I think it's wonderful that younger people now, for those that do venture off into it, have the holy boldness enough to go out and stand before their peers when it's not so common or not so popular to do so and still profess and proclaim the name of God on top of tell whatever their story is.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's just my take.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. I was not saying I didn't like it in the beginning because I'm old, a little bit older. I think, I don't know your age, but I'm just saying this. That I learned to appreciate because I love music. I know music is art. And I know it comes from my soul because whether it be gospel, VIA, just R&B or whatever, I'm a music person.
All right.
Okay. Well, now, this is the question I was going to ask 8112, Casey. Were you going to say something right there, Casey? Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
All right. And since 3072 and Jackie, by the way, we have Pastor Waller. He's joined us. He's been out there working, Casey. Guess who we got in the house with us, Pastor? Yes, sir.
We
got Casey Clock in the house, man.
Hey, good morning, sir.
All right, man. How you doing?
So everything going to be all right.
All right. So the question I was going to throw at the ladies tonight was, now, you said that it's an art, and you appreciate gospel rap, and 8112 was saying essentially that these young babies are expressing themselves, give them credit. I think I'm summarizing what she said. But now, let me ask you all this, ladies. Casey, you jump in here any time now. Because rap started as a protest against the system and against society, it was supposed to be a negative expression of frustration and anxiety. How can you compare that with gospel, which is supposed to be good news? But hold on. And since blues is always talking about sad, horrible experiences of people, should you be mixing two of those with one another?
Yeah.
Go ahead, ladies.
Yeah. Were you speaking to
again?
Me?
Go ahead, 3072.
You were asking, should you be mixing that? I think, again, that's an individual thing, and I feel like nobody should tell anybody how to worship. Now, if you disagree with that form of worship, that's understandable, but if I were him, I'd be happy that my child is praising me in the way that they honestly feel within their heart to do so. And that may be the only way they know.
Okay. Would you be happy with today's church style, period? Would you be satisfied with today's style and what's going on? Are you telling me that? God is satisfied with this?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we go...
Am I telling you?
Why don't we go to the street?
Hmm?
Why don't we go out into the world?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
He's asking you, 3072, do you think it's appropriate for the way the church functions now, and why not just go out in the streets? Given what you see, and I don't think he's saying every church, but too many of them for sure. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, and without getting too personal as far as what I do, No, I don't think that God is satisfied with many of the churches, and neither am I. And that's for the ones that endorse gospel rap and the ones that do the old spiritual Negroes. I don't think he's content. And again, it starts from within self, the pastor, the congregation. Because you could go through repetitious things all day long, rituals and all that, and still be just as crooked and whatever else. So, no.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Were you going to say something, Pastor?
I say something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Lou.
I don't know. I think everything is just so commercialized that it's hard to clear up the lines. Like Marvin Gaye said, blurred lines.
Okay.
It's a song within a song, and now you got to decipher the meaning for yourself. So it's kind of hard when you hear a gospel song that sounds like the latest trap song or rap song.
Right.
It's hard to separate the two when
It's not hard for me, though, Lewis.
Bumpty, bumpty, bump. If you're not listening to the lyrics, you can get misconstrued. You'll automatically judge a song before you actually hear it. Or you'll just make your own lyrics up to a song before you hear it, so you'll deem it this way or that way. And then, you know, so it's really hard to separate anything now with social media and the way that the world is moving. Everything is moving so fast, it's like your day is almost running together, and it's the same with the music. It's like the colors of a rainbow. They bleed into each other and fade off to the next.
Young man?
I think 3072 wanted to respond to you, Lewis. Go ahead, 3072.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, and I understand what he was trying to say, but that's, again, back to individual and what something means to you. So it's not hard for me to understand, I mean, because it got a nice beat or a nice tune to it, or because they not holding a cappella notes or whatever, they rapping, they whatever. No, it's not hard for me when I'm listening and I'm enjoying what I'm listening. On top of, the message in that song is one of a positive one.
Yeah, you said it all. The key word is listening. If you're listening to what's really being said, it's not hard to decipher the meaning behind the song. Like, I mean, it might be squeamish to some. It might be hard to listen to another. I mean, but the overall message, you got to hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Casey, let me ask you this. You play in churches. You've been doing it for years. Where do you think the rub is, or where people are going wrong?
Anytime you bring the world into my God's house, you are wrong. Because my God don't need the world. The world needs my God.
Okay.
What is the world,
okay,
though?
Excuse me?
What's the world? What's the world, sir?
Oh, you don't know what the world is?
Yeah, she's asking
I'm
you,
I'm trying
how
to
do you
get your definition.
I understand.
How
oh.
do you define that?
Yes,
bring
ma'am.
The world into, okay.
Okay, real simple. Like where you work at, where you walk at, where you talk at. You anyway, daily, your daily walk is the world.
Okay.
No, mine ain't.
Okay,
wait,
I'm saying that.
Hold on. Let him finish. Let him finish, please.
I tell God my problems because you ain't out there when I'm.
Oh, okay. Hey, let him. Hey, 8112. Let's hear what he's saying. Let's hear what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
Real quick.
I'm sorry, Casey.
That's okay. He love you, and I do, too. I love you like peanut butter loves jelly. I don't know how much he loves you, but I love you
hold
like that.
Hand.
Go ahead, Case. What were you saying?
Okay. We have more blacks in prison than it was slaves.
Wow.
You know what?
Okay.
We're murdering more of ourselves than anyone's.
Mm.
We don't have a problem?
Hmm.
Okay.
When is this supposed to change?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do have a problem. I'm still trying to understand, again, back to the house of God and bringing the world in, and I'm just trying to follow you here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me be quiet. Let him. Go ahead, Kate. Get him. Get him,
I'm going to be honest. If you don't understand that by now, I don't think I'm intelligent enough to even teach it to you.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm going to take you up on what you just said, and that is one of the reasons exactly why people go into the churches is because of dictatorship and people thinking that they should teach people or tell people how to worship God. And it's not just your God, it's our God.
Well, now, can I ask you a question, 3072?
Please do, sir.
Should there be some sort of structure, some sort of discipline for everybody to follow?
Yes,
in the church?
There should be. Yes. Yes,
okay,
sir, there should be.
So how does that match with people expressing themselves whatever way they want to? I mean, how do you balance those two?
I'm not understanding. So
okay.
Help me, please. Because maybe I'm
okay,
getting it right here.
So we were talking about what Casey was
I understand
about.
What you were talking about. You were talking about structure and people doing. No, it wasn't. My statement wasn't about people doing what they wanted in the church, but people should be able to worship in the way that they know how to worship. And that's the worship that God is going to accept from them, which is their worship, not the pastor or the. Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I'm going to.
Hold on 1 second. What you heard, 3072, how we were talking about more and more today, the way it's becoming conventional for people to worship is with rap music and with rap, the dance, and the culture that is common in the streets and in the world or secular youth. That's become more dominant than anything. And what I'm saying is, yes, that's what they're familiar with in their expression, but given the fact that it started off with something negative and destructive, the more you let that take over the house of God, you lose the whole purpose for spiritual teaching and praise and worship and things. I think that's what Casey is making reference to.
Okay. Well, okay. And if he is, that's fine. And if that's what you're, I understand. I just disagree.
I mean, that's fine.
If I may intervene.
Okay. Yeah, I disagree.
Go ahead, 8112. Go ahead, 8112. Give it to us.
I do as well. I figure like this. If I told y'all earlier in my conversation that the song, The Joy, if it's in your heart, and at least they're
right.
not trying to kill nobody. They're doing what
okay.
they're doing. Maybe they dancing around, but Holy Ghost come with the dance in
okay.
the name of God.
Okay. All
if
right.
you got
yeah.
the right pastor and the right preacher teaching you, and also you can also be in one of those things, a cult, and don't understand
Thank
what
you.
You
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
God will forgive you when you don't know. And music is a song. And if
yeah.
you enjoy and take it and embrace it in your heart and your life, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
You should sing your song.
Right.
However form you sing it, if it's the right song that's in
no,
your heart,
you
it's going to be okay.
Right. Hold on 1 second. We got 3122 out of Selma, Alabama, joining us tonight. Welcome to the talk show, Don. We're talking about how gospel and blues impact urban American culture.
Mr. Right. Dockery, my theology done changed drastic since I joined the Morris Divine National Movement, and I'm
okay.
glad I went to that point because guess what? I hear you, and guess what? It's kind of shocking to what I'm learning, and even it's kind of hurt for me to how our sisters are acting towards their brothers. You know what I'm saying? So the way I look at theology today, the way they look at it,
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right.
Can I say something before? I mean, for just the youth, because we're talking about rap, transferring
yeah.
cultures.
Go ahead, Lewis. Go ahead, and then I have a
Evolution.
Facebook question.
I mean,
or
people
Facebook comment.
Not, it can't stay the same. It can't be the same old song from the early church days of the 1800s. You got to understand, like, religion was taught. It was taught to us, Christianity. They gave you Bibles as you got off the boat. So, they give you handguns when you're a black man. Even though you're not supposed to have them, they deem them illegal so they can turn around and lock you up. That goes back to the point, it's more young black men incarcerated now than there was actually in slavery. Think about that. This has been 400 years. Of course, it's going to be more. They made more. More people had babies, and they just locked up more of their babies and took the man out the woman's life when she had the kids on the street. So all of this comes from suppression. We've been suppressed. We've been robbed. We've been raped, mutilated, in our face hung from trees. Listen at a white woman, got a young 14-year-old boy, which now they say is a lie, hung from a tree and his face beaten to he looked like an 80-year-old man. So, I mean, these songs and this anger comes from somewhere. And to say that don't bring your worldly life into our church is the same as to say you're not welcome here. Or
Thank
you're not
you.
One of us. Or black or
Thank
white.
You.
It's the same thing. It's discrimination. So to
yep,
say that
it's
as
discriminative.
A pastor is not to be taken in with God's word because God take everybody. He healed the sick.
Yes,
he
sir.
Healed the blind. He made people walk that couldn't. So for any man, whether you're a pastor, a martyr, a victim, a Christian, it doesn't matter. For you to deny God of his right.
Anybody.
Wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
All I have to say.
I agree.
Okay, all right. Let me, Pastor Waller, you care to chime in right quickly, sir, before we. I'm going to respond to it. I heard what you said, Lewis. I made a note of it. I'm sorry, Pastor. Well, give me 1 second, Pastor. I have a Facebook note here from Mr. Richardson. He says the majority of new rappers have sold to the devil. For money, cars, clothes, and women. Does that have a way of creeping into the church, too? That influence?
And so have the pastors with their jets.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And young guys.
The Yukon Denali.
They frying young guys around, too, I heard.
Come on, Pastor Wally, help me out, man. She said the preachers are doing that too.
Yeah. It's homosexuality.
If the preachers, why they getting mad about? I mean, come on.
Hold on. Let's hear Pastor Wally. Pastor Wally, you there?
Yeah. Allow me to say something, and I will. I want you to know that, you know, it's very interesting to talk about music and the power of music. And someone you just said made a comment about who has helped the soldiers to the enemy. That is so true. We have all a way. The Bible says the Lord said he is today as well as forever. Now, listen, that don't take away from Saul again. Change into a style for, you know, what several years ago, maybe 40 years ago, what they sang 20 years ago, and what they sang today. As long as you sing them to the Lord, and this is key, you can't fool
you breaking up. Can you speak directly in your phone, please?
Yeah, it says sing unto the Lord a new song, okay?
Right.
Now, in order to sing him a new song, but now you sing it unto the Lord, not unto men. So what has happened in the church, there's a lot of singing unto men going on.
Amen.
And that's what, and that's what she's talking about. I mean, 32 made known of it. And believe me, the enemy utilized words. There are words in songs. You know? And if you can enter into the church house with that stuff that's contrary to the will of God, and you sing it, and it sounds good, but that does not mean you sing it unto the Lord.
But hey,
Hold on one second.
Go ahead, let him finish.
You got to remember that there are people that are out in the world that the Lord himself said these words. He said, I came to my own, and my own received me not. In other words, they didn't trust me. So he said, but many as received me, to them I gave the power to become the Son of God. Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. To become means I wasn't that way at first. So if you're coming out of the world singing a certain way, the Lord will rearrange your thought and get you to sing it for him, and you'll come out of the world singing for the world and start singing for him because, again, you can't fool him.
That's number one.
You definitely can't fool him. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I'm not knocking nobody that's in the world, but I sure can't get no credit if credit is not due. There are a lot of people in the church singing outside the will of God in the church.
Yeah.
And it sounds good.
Yeah. Church house.
All right. 8112, we got to say something, Pastor.
I know y'all are going to close up.
Hold on, Don. I'm coming to you.
My
point, 8112.
My point is this, sir. I came from spiritual background. I am still a spiritual person. I ain't been church in a long time because last time I went, people made you feel bad.
My point to you is
you were speaking up point is this. When you get through being in the building that people call, some of them call, they're supposed to be doing what they're doing, working for my father, my grandfather, and my father. And they ain't doing that. Villages by that, some of them, but this conversation wasn't about exactly.
But
it comes from music. Music comes from the heart of your soul. Even in a church house, you hear certain songs and it takes you back to your childhood.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It takes me back. Okay,
all
so
right.
I don't know if it makes sense to you, and I'm not contradicting anything that you're saying or I'm saying, because I know how I feel in my heart.
We're coming to you, Don, right now. Just a second. How gospel and blues impact urban American
culture.
They
join in impact us like this.
This is Talk Straight, and we are bringing another conversation to you. Now we go to Don in Selma, Alabama. Go ahead, Don. What were you going to say?
Mr. Dockery, I have a problem with the term church now. I have a problem with the term Christianity. I just have a problem with it now.
Okay, what
and I'm
going to
tell
what's
you why
problem?
I got a problem with it, Mr. Doctor. Huh?
All right.
Because
we're listening.
And the more scientists said Christ bought the temple of perfected man. And that church thing to me now, you ain't nothing but a bunch of FBI agents working for the good old boys to keep our people blind, to keep yourself economically independent for yourself, and you care nothing about the people.
You know who you're talking to?
Don, I mean, 8112. Hold on 1 second,
I'm
please.
I'm sorry. I'll pop that. I'm shut up. I'm letting
all right,
loose.
Let me talk to him. All right, go ahead, Don. You were saying about the church, and you said something about FBI. Just
They ain't nothing but FBI agents for the good old boys to keep our people blind. We're not economically independent. That's all you're doing. You know, that's all I see Moss as right now. He's getting money from Regent Bank, from Bush and them, to keep everybody blind. That's where I see it.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Let me address something that Lewis said and bring us back into conversation. Casey, you still there with me, sir?
Sir, I'm right here.
Okay. All right. Lewis was talking about, and he made a very good point, he was talking about the young people's perspective and really how, and I think all of us agree with this, that music is a language expression. Is that correct, Casey?
Yes, sir.
Casey,
it is.
Correct?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. And so 3072 made the point that depending on where we're coming from, how we're feeling at the time, that impacts our expression. Now, most people are not talented enough to play an instrument really well, but you can move to music and you can respond to it, right? But now, so Lewis was saying that young people are expressing their hurt, their frustration, and their discontent with society and the world. And if the church is not open enough to bring them in, where else can they go to resolve those issues? Because in the street, we take it to the street, it's about a brawl, right? That's how we resolve it in the street. If you leave it to the court, somebody going to jail getting locked up, right? But if you come into the house of worship, what is it that it can do to allow those young people to tell their story, express themselves, but yet, Lewis, help them to resolve the issue? And that's where the rub is. And Casey
right.
was telling us about how there has to be some sort of standard in the house of God. We read the scripture that said judgment began. Is that right, Casey?
Man.
I mean,
can
so,
I,
hold on 1 second. I'm
can I ask a question? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, pose your question.
I was just going to ask you or Brother Casey if either of you have listened to any gospel rap at all.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and so what was your take upon listening to it?
Well, I listened for two things, and this is what Casey was saying. I listened for two things at least. One, what was the message in the lyrics, right? And what was the nature of the music that was being expressed? And most of the time with rap, like with rap and bebop, it's not even real music. But it's somebody who is making groans or sounds and expressions, and oftentimes there is no clear, intelligible conversation that you can gain from it. You see what I mean?
Okay.
You
understand
what I'm saying?
I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah,
it
I
haven't
understand
done
what you're trying to say.
It haven't
wait,
done
Casey.
Nothing. It
not
haven't
all
done
rappers
nothing.
Like that. They
but
do
want
have
children
rap.
Like pausing.
Hold on, Lou. Go ahead, Casey. Finish your thought.
It have not done nothing but pausing our children.
Louis, what were you going to say, brother?
Okay.
I mean, they got a genre of rap. Rap isn't just, you got to think, this
I
is
mean,
like the wave of the world. It influenced your country music. It's influenced R&B. It's influencing gospel. It's influencing many different genres of
you
music.
Know,
and it's powerful. It's powerful. The kick drum is powerful. The 808 is powerful. When a man stands up and he uses his voice, it's powerful.
And can I say something?
That's happening
the,
now. But
hold on.
Hold
on. 1 second, 3072. Let him finish and then we'll
that,
come
it's
right
not
through.
All about let's kill everybody or let's go do this or that. It's conscious rap that's bringing you to more of like a revolutionary stance to where to say we're being wrong, we're being sh-. Not all about
so you said so Lewis, I'm gonna go to 3072. But you're saying some people use it for positive expression. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, hard to
okay.
do.
All right, let me go to 3072 right quick. Go ahead, 3072, what were we going to say?
Well, and I was going to add the music that I like and that I listen to. I've never heard in those songs them talking about killing people or anything. I've heard them uplifting God and trying to teach the rest of the young people how there was a way out. There's a better way. There's a better way.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, you know, if that works, then that makes sense. We're at the top of the, just about at the last portion of the show. Casey, I wanted to play something and ask you a question behind it.
All right.
You're familiar with Albert King?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know a little bit of something about him. I want you to talk to the panel about what Albert is saying here. You're listening to Talk Straight. Our topic tonight is how gospel and blues impact urban American culture. Now, we've learned tonight, I believe, that it started in the church and based on expression from pain and groaning and suffering, we got a new form of gospel that mixed up with Negro spirituals, hymns, and other sacred songs and what have you. And we've even got to the point now to where rap has come in the church. So, Casey, y'all, just for a second, tell me what he's saying in just a minute. Casey.
What it is that...
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, Casey.
In the third solo.
Casey.
Yes, sir.
He hollered. Woo!
Cause he's feeling what he's doing.
Okay, what that? Say that again, Casey.
He's feeling what he's doing. You holler too if it's real, right?
Hey, might I add, rock and roll came from the church too.
Watch out, Lewis.
And you know what else, sir? What the lady was talking about. Okay, why does the rap music sound so worldly? And there's a difference between the church and the world because they want to sell it.
Why does the rap music do what?
Why does it sound so worthy? I remember a time we as a race of people, it was a certain music that you didn't bring in the church.
You can cross the road. Nobody actually knows. I mean, it affects you. You got to do what you got to do. I mean,
so make money.
Hey, Lewis. Can gasoline and fire stay in the same room together?
Well, fire
is
going to win.
Let Lewis talk, man. Lewis, gasoline and fire, can they exist in the same room together without a spontaneous combustion?
They love each other. I mean, yeah.
What?
Now, without it, if there's no oxygen in that room, it'd be perfectly fine. It won't grow. But at the same time, they do love each other. They like to come together. One feeds the other.
Lewis, I said gasoline and fire.
Exactly. Without oxygen, no fire can live. But, yeah, if they come together, it's going to be an explosion.
Can I tell you something, Lewis?
Go ahead.
Trust me on this. You better not be around.
Right,
gasoline
no gasoline
fire, no
fire. I understand what
you're
saying. I mean, yeah, they really not supposed to be together at all.
That's my point, Lewis. This is what
well,
Jack is trying to say. That there is a spontaneous combustion when you take the mentality from one thing and try to force it into another. Some things are best left alone. Now,
okay.
Here's what happens. Here's what happens. What you do is you make the excuse, we want the young people to come into the house of God, and we want them to participate, right? But they never learn the Word of God and the expectations of changing their behavior. Why? Because the influence that you allow to attract them becomes the major influence. That's where the rub is.
Well, okay. Can I?
That might be true for some, but then it's some who do come, I mean, around. And what's the right or wrong way, as 3172? What is the right way or wrong way to tell God that you love him and you want to be close to him, you want to get to know him, if every time you put your clothes on and walk into a church, it's all eyes on you and you're shamed for being there? And so it's like, can you judge somebody without looking at their outer appearance? Can you hear somebody's story before you tell them that you know their story and that you live their life and you've seen them coming and all that? I mean, can you put your demon aside and hear theirs, I mean, to help them,
so
if you're already in a position?
Can I tell you what I hear you alluding to? You're alluding to the fact that with rap music and that culture, that subculture, is a certain style of dress. It's a certain other behavioral trait that go with it too, Louis, typically, when you engage in it.
I
it's to be contrary to the norm.
That's the nature of it. The nature?
All right. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. But like I'm saying is, it's kind of generalizing. You kind of like putting all people that listen to rap in a box. You're kind of putting all people that go to church in a box, good Christians versus bad people.
But I'm not
like,
meaning to do that. All I'm saying is what Casey, I agree with Casey, that there's a general expectation for the house of worship, and there's a general expectation for the rap genre based on how it started and who started it.
I understand
most
that,
of the
but
people
I mean,
that
me,
engage in, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Most of the people that engage in rap don't even control the thought that comes with it. They're being controlled by someone else's agenda. That's the most dangerous part of it. That's the most dangerous aspect of it. Is that you're not controlling.
That could happen in a cult. That could happen in a church. You could be misled at church by a pastor that's not really there for God. I'm not trying to go against
you. Absolutely right.
But what I'm saying is you could be influenced either way. Now, if I walk into a church and I disrespect God's house, that is a personal choice. I would never do that. I understand the difference. I wouldn't. So me listening to rap shouldn't affect me worshiping God in any way. It shouldn't, you know, carry over to one or the other. I should be able to control my own belief.
But it does,
mentality.
Oh, Lord. You said it shouldn't, but it does.
But
I'm
are a certain age.
I was being served 37, but she was trying to say something.
But he's a certain age. But what about children's?
What are you saying, Casey?
He's a certain age. But we're talking about dealing with children's.
That's true. The Bible says... Right. The Bible said, train up a child, watch this, you all, in the way, not any way, some way, or it said the way that he should go. And when he gets old, he won't be far from it. Now, the question is, what is the basis of teaching and instruction via music and everything else that we should give our children? In the house of God, at home, and anywhere else. I got a Facebook post here. I'm coming right to you there, Brother Richardson. Give me a second. But you see what I'm saying, guys? Those are some of the considerations. I think Pastor Waller was trying to say something. And 1098 is with us. Welcome to the conversation, 1098. I apologize. Didn't mean to overlook you there.
No, that's okay. No, I'm just listening. You know, I don't even partake in that rap conversation, you know, because that's not where, you know, I plead the fifth, you know, I'm just going to listen to it. You know, I'm taking up all
I know that's right.
Old school, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for the boohoo that don't have substance. But now, you know, I mean, my children, you know, they came up listening to it and things in that nature. You know, if I was riding their vehicle, play what you want. But when you're in mine, we going old school, so I leave that alone.
Well, all right. That establishes that then.
That's right.
But what we were really talking about is the culture, the social and cultural influence of different. Now, I agree with 3072 that it is the individual who really have the motive that they come with. I think that's what I can use those words. And the problem, though, 3072, is everybody don't have good intentions when they come to collective worship.
And everybody
well,
can't.
Can I say? Oh,
sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Again, so it goes back to individuality. Nobody can answer for me but me. Nobody can answer for you but you. Nobody can answer for God but God. Right. So, and I think it's a shame, and that is my personal conflict with trying to find a church or anything else. For one, if I have to go somewhere and beg for their, not God, but their acceptance, then I don't need you to welcome me there because I don't want to be there and I won't be there. I won't be.
So
I will respect what's supposed to be God's house, and I won't
right.
come in there to even get an argument or nothing else started. Because I think, right, like Lewis was saying, those doors, even if you bought the building, you said it's God's house, then that's what it should be. It shouldn't be about who you look at and then, yeah, you can come in. Yeah, yeah, you okay, you can come in. That's, to me, that's
me
totally wrong.
This.
And you need to start
this.
Singing rap then.
She's
go
right.
ahead.
Let me ask you this, 3072. Right
yeah.
quickly, and I want to open the conversation back up to everybody else. Do you think that there should be one standard for everybody in the house of God?
Right.
Do you understand
do
my
I
question?
Think, do I think that there should be one standard?
For everybody. Everybody in the house of God.
Yeah, and that's to come and worship God, not the pastor. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And if I may.
Go ahead, Amy.
Yeah, I'll step on here again.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that okay, Pastor?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. We're listening.
All right. I know y'all pressing for time. My point is this. I respect exactly what she said, but I also agree with this. There was also, I was taught, there's going to come a time when you're supposed to be able to go to the house of the church and worship God. There's going to come a time where the tree's going to run away and everything, and I think we're upon these times. So my point was, how does gospel music play a role in modern music? Because the time has challenged us to do so. And some of these kids out here ain't just singing negativity songs. They're singing some positive things. And they put it in the form of a rap. They put it in the form of the blues. They put it in the form of our ancestor soul.
That's why the problem is you said form.
I said that form, meaning it comes from generations upon generations. Now we're approaching 2019. Okay, they're bringing it up to date a little bit more. Remember, I also said, I didn't get that part at first. I said it didn't sound like gospel music. I've heard some beautiful gospel music come from the young folks in 2018. Who are we to keep prejudging these kids? And these not the ones out there killing each other.
Hold on one second, though, 8112. Consider what
I
you're saying.
I get very emotional about that.
That's all right. Hold my hand. Just hold my hand. You got
I
it? All right. So the thing is when correction comes, the thing is not for anyone to feel like they've been judged and become defensive, but ask
no,
yourself.
Sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Hold. Listen to me. How is it that I can benefit from the instruction that's coming? That was what was behind my question to 3072.
Okay.
Should there be one standard for everybody in the house of God? Because
yes,
surely, if it's a free-for-all and anybody can do what they want, how they want, when they get ready, you got nothing but chaos.
Nobody
and
said
I read that God
nobody
is not
said
the
that.
But first of
exactly.
all,
exactly. And
I don't
can
think
I say this? I think that you misquoted me there.
Hold on.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think the church I don't care what church you at. It's supposed to be a free fall. Because if you're not there for the right reason, then you're there for the wrong reasons, pastors and all. That does
all right,
not exclude that. Them and give them an exemption from doing and preaching in the name of God, and some of them doing something in their own for their own wealth. No, it does not. No, sir. Give
all right.
them
all right. Hold on 1 second.
What
wanna,
they doing. I'm going to get out there. Whatever.
No, don't you go nowhere. Don't you? I know you want to leave, but I refuse to let you go. Let's stay right there. Go ahead, 37.
Mr. Doc.
Hold on.
That's
hold
why
on,
we can't have no business meetings.
Hold on.
And somebody.
Go ahead, 37.
No, I just feel like you misquoted me, and at no time was I trying to suggest that the church house should be a house of confusion. At no time did I express that.
It
I
is.
Just wanted to make that clear.
I didn't mean to suggest that you were saying that.
Okay. Okay,
however,
but I wanted to clear that up. Okay.
Okay. All right. But you would agree with me, though. Yes, Don. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead, Don.
Mr. Dockery, now, hold on. It's been 17 years that one of my kinfolk got killed by Andrew Jackson's descendant, and you in Nashville? And Nashville ain't never had no elected official look like none of us, and the one that did look like us, he's a European woman's baby that was sitting up there in that White House. And I'm going to say this. It's like I'm getting a headache, and my cousin been dead 17 years, from Andrew Jackson's descendant, who's running dope down the Cumberland River. And I'm just sitting back listening.
Boy.
And Mr. Dockery, I got the CIA report. And I'm going to tell you something. They don't want our babies living at all.
Okay.
Sir, I got the report.
Don, can I say
yes,
something?
Yes, sir. I mean, I got a headache now. And Big Brother, when I come to Nashville, I don't think I'm going to be too kind. I'm on my way to see Mr. Farrakhan. Go ahead.
All right, hold on, Don. You're making that you're putting a lot on the floor, and I think that's kind of taking us a little far away from our topic, and because we're gonna need more time to try to digest all what you're saying right there.
At the end of the month, I'm going to see Minister Farrakhan.
Okay, I want you to know I heard what you said, and I appreciate you being
on. Yes, sir.
On
got to.
Let me. But I hope you don't mind if I bring us back closer to Urban Impact from Gospel Music and Blues, a little bit closer to that, because that's what we were prepared for to deal with tonight. But 3072, I hear you. What our guest tonight, Brother Casey Clark, is saying, and understand something about Casey Clark. He not only plays in church, but he plays the other circuit, and he understands and have seen the social behavior mindset of both places. And what he's saying
and so
is that
he set the standard.
Hold on 1 second. Listen to me for a second. I'm going to let him tell it himself, but what I've heard him say, and I know him well enough to know where he's coming from, that it's necessary that you put boundaries in place so wires don't get crossed. Casey, will you take that point from me and explain it in your own words, and then I'll come back to you 3072.
That is the truth. Righteousness is righteousness. I don't care where you go, you know, but we as a race, it don't take us nothing to try to judge people. You know what I mean?
Really?
Okay.
We major in judging people in times like these.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mm. All right. So 3072, the thoughts you were trying to bring in?
Oh, I agree with him that people, that's the whole major problem, that folks just sit up and try to judge and criticize other people because of their own personal beliefs or, you know. So I'm in agreement with him there.
Let me ask you guys this. Should Thomas Dorsey have been allowed to change the structure of gospel music back in the 1930s? Because it has brought us to this ever-evolving point today in 2018 to where we have this discussion now about should young people be allowed to change the way music expressed worship in the house of God? Because that's really what we're talking about. But it really stems back to... Give me 1 second,
Lewis. If he didn't do it, he might be...
Give me 1 second, Lewis. Lewis, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
All right.
But it stems back to that historical context for how gospel evolved and blues singers came from there, not only blues singers, soul singers, rock singers and all these other musical expressions, particularly for black people. And now we're talking about a different expression that seems to have made itself a dominant presence in many churches, not all of many churches. All right, go ahead, Lewis.
I just want to say, like, we all won. It doesn't matter where it came from. Like, I'm your nephew, she's your auntie, that's your uncle, that's your cousin. It's all from the same spot. Our grandmothers sat in churches, you know, and I'm sure that in the 20s they probably was in their shared juke joints and this or that. I mean, we all are people, and now it's like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. We definitely need to set a standard. I don't know if it's a standard of which way or that way, but I think it's more of a standard of respect for God and the church and respect for the elders.
Hello.
And children.
Amen.
And, you know, out of that, we need to come together and worship God and see how we could do each other better, treat each other better.
Amen.
About each other. I mean, because we all losing each other, the disconnection is bigger than what you believe or what I believe or if I go to church or don't go to church or what music I listen to or what music you choose. Like, I just think, like, we need to really, really focus on the bigger thing, and that's humanity.
Amen.
For each other. Love each other.
Okay.
Be a little fair to each other and not judge each other at all.
You know what, though, a rough topic. You know what, Reverend Doctor? At the end of the day, it's all about those dead presidents. Even if they didn't let them, if they decided not to let them do the rap in the church, they'll keep it outside the church. And if they need to go underground, they'll take it underground. But it's all about the money. This is what it's about. All about the money now. The 1920s, I guess, that was part of the jazz era. You know, and things of that nature, you know. So, you know, there was a business, you know what I'm saying? There was a money maker. It's all about the dollar. So whether you keep it out of the church or inside the church, if there's money to be made, the money's going to be made.
Money,
it's all about the dollar.
The church
you bring it on, bro. Bring it on. You know, I mean, it's all about the dollar.
Mr. Dockery from Nashville, I'm listening to him. Now, you know Nicolene been dead for 17 years by Andrew Jackson's descendant.
Don't disrupt your character because I appreciate your character. Don't do that. We know it's about the money, but that ain't what you're supposed to represent. What you told me.
Why do you think they're singing? They are singing to make that money at the end of the day when all the dust settles. It's all about a dollar. It's all about who can be the best rap song, the best blues song, the best jazz song.
Do you not
it's
know
all
that
about the dollar when you get through talking.
Devil like that?
It's all about the dollar.
Well,
you didn't know that dollar sometimes if you ain't got the right means by earning that dollar. It represents the devil, Lucifer. Did you not know that, sir? Everything ain't about the dollar bill.
It is about the dollar. You know, how do you pay your rent? How do you pay your bills? And then with that dollar, why do you get out of work to make that dollar? It's all about that dollar. Them dead presidents and Andrew Jackson's a moron, Don.
Hold on 1 second, 1098. The bottom line is that in America, music and everything else have been commercialized. I think that's what Lewis said earlier. To the point that most people don't do it if it doesn't have some benefit for them, tangible benefit.
Well,
you know. And
I want to listen to that part of that conversation. Now, Lewis is right on that. It's all about the dollar. No one is basically doing anything for free, Reverend Doctrine. You know?
Well, that's true. Especially black folks.
You know, I respect Don, but now Don brung up Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was a moron. You know what I mean? But I'm going to leave that alone, too.
We ain't talking about Andrew Jackson.
Too, though. But Don, you're right, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, he was good to go in any time, old Hickory. That man was a moron.
Hey,
that's why
we'll talk about Andrew
now,
Jackson
man.
Another day. We'll talk about him another day.
But it's all about that dollar.
Okay, go ahead right quick, 37. We're down to our last 10 minutes, and I did want to give our guests a chance to summarize the thing before we get out of here. Go ahead, 37.
Okay, well, I'll be brief. I'll just say that I was really hurt and offended by a comment that was made about somebody not having enough intelligence to speak to me, meaning that I'm dumb or something. But I'm going to take this away from me. this is exactly how and why the young people will not come. That's why they won't flock, because if they feel anything like what I felt when I heard that comment, I understand. And that's what's keeping them out of the house of God right there, things like that. No love at all.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
I didn't say I didn't
okay,
say him,
right,
but they
right.
know who they are.
All right, that's all right. That's all right. Listen. Y'all stay with me now. We talk about how gospel and blues impacted urban American culture. Stay with me now, okay? Let me go back to Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark,
yes, sir.
Would you summarize the topic for tonight for us and some of our discussion? What we were
yeah, doing? Because first of all, let's say on one accord, and I think all of our speakers tonight is black, right? I've been around us long enough. I hear exactly what goes on in our neighborhood and our churches. Tonight's program is living proof of it. That's why I told them in Nashville 11 years ago, it's too late.
Okay.
Y'all let me know when you're ready to change.
Okay. All right. With that being said, there are a couple of Facebook conversations that I overlooked here. One of them, it was talking about when preachers would teach us that we are Christians, and
I'm Christian. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
And beat the slave masters after words of Negro Christian spirituals, let them go. Well, I'm not sure I understand that one exactly, but nonetheless, that was one of our Facebook posts. So now, bringing us back to Pastor Waller, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. You heard the conversation, Pastor Waller.
I am.
Bring us to some resolution here. I tell you what. Before we do that, let me thank everybody for their participation and all that they offered in our conversation. Certainly not, our intention is not to be offensive or to be offended or to offend anyone. And I hate that anyone took offense to what was said. I don't believe that was the spirit in which it was shared. Having said that, we're going to keep on moving, and I hope that at the end of the day we all gain something. Certainly what I've heard from what we're talking about tonight is that there are different views and different perspectives on the motivation for certain things. And depending on who you're talking to and what's going on, you may get a different vibe or different feel. But we certainly got work to do. As a pastor, I understand how important it is to make sure that there is discipline and order in the house of God. And you got to be careful that nothing, rap music in particular, or anything else for that matter, takes away from what your purpose of collective worship is.
Amen.
So that's where we are. That's where we are. Having said that, Casey, final thought
yes,
before we get out of here. Give us a final thought before we get out of here.
Love it or leave it. Realness
okay.
is what we're Ooh. Lacking. Talk is cheap.
Okay.
Are we learning anything in the house of God? He's a learner, him. You can't learn if you're not there, if nobody's teaching. You can be there and still not be learning.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. Okay.
The main thing is learning.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I sure appreciate you coming on with
appreciate
us tonight and sharing with us there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. All right, let's go on down
the
1098. Final thought, man.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, I'm not a rap fan, but you know, young people, you know, they deserve to listen to what they want to listen to, and have no problem with it. I've never been into it. I'm old school, and I remain old school. Hey, Case, I'm gonna give you a call, but
do that now.
At the
All
end
right.
of the day, young
All
people
right.
are going to defend rap. Young people gonna do that. So therefore, you know, whether you know. In church, out of church, whatever, you know. But rap music has got a lot of youngsters sent to penitentiary, blues, jazz, you know. You can lie to You just lied anyway, but at the end of the day, it's what kicks us here. And I'm and I hold that. But I don't listen to rap. I don't, you know, I don't partake in it. Now you bring me two live crew banded in America. Now I'm gonna listen to that.
Okay. And I hold. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you. Thanks for joining us tonight. There. Final thought there, Don. Before we get out of here.
Mr. Darker, today they was having a runoff with the probate judge, and I'm going to let you know that here in Dallas County. And the young folk was kind of embarrassed to have a T-shirt on by a European guy today, and they wouldn't even take a picture. A guy said he went to take the picture, and a lot of them was embarrassed to have the guy's T-shirt on. So that's what's going on here in Dallas County. And I'm just sitting back listening. Rap, you know, I'm old school too, so that's where I'm at.
Okay. All right, well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Appreciate you joining us tonight. All right, we're winding on down there. Hey, Lewis, was that you? We're trying to say something?
Yeah.
All right, quick, give us a final thought. 30 seconds then, Lewis.
All right, I just want to say, man, don't knock it. Don't knock all rap. And I'm not just trying to defend rap because not all rap is good. I don't listen to all rap. They had their good songs, bad songs in your era, too, and even before you came. So just be open-minded to each individual person. Love and not hate, you know what I mean? We'll conquer all.
All right, well, appreciate that. Pastor Wallow, you've been listening to us. Summarize this conversation for us tonight, right quickly. Make sense out of it for us, Pastor.
Yeah, if you will, for all of us as a whole, when we listen and when we talk, and remember one thing about an opinion, according to the Word of God, not to my own sin, but to the Word of God. He said, don't be wise in your own opinion, because you might be wrong. That means that it's an opinion. Now, that's the Word of God. But what I like to say about the songs and the music that we've been talking about and everything, the Bible says that the Lord is looking for those to worship him in spirit and in truth, the bottom line. Now, when I get ready to go further with this, I want you to understand the power of the gospel. See, they put titles on something that don't need no help. The gospel is the gospel, which needs to be the good news. Do anybody read that?
Right.
Good news is that it has something that's steadfast, unmovable, always been the same, and always will be the same, which is a good thing. And when he said in his word, I'm going to let you know where it is so you can go and tap into it and see it. Psalms 96 says this, sing unto the Lord a new song.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. And then it goes on further to let it be known. It says, sing to the Lord. Praise his name each day. Proclaim the good news that he saves. That shouldn't just be on one day. The gospel should be, if a person is living that lifestyle, they should live and proclaim what he says. So, I mean, this is what you're always talking about tonight, according to what they're saying in church. They should be saying the gospel and not adding to it, which means saying gospel rap. Where does that come from? It's the gospel or it's not. And that's what we got to learn how to understand. We don't have to put no title on something that's already steadfast. And it happens. You know, you come into the church and you present something. When I went into the church at the age of 34, I went in there, I was listening. I had to find out how they'd done their thing. I didn't want them to bring my thing and let them do my thing. You see, so that's what happened. It takes over the church way of doing things by people coming out of the world and saying, we're going to do it this way. No, let's do it God's way. It's better off that way. Find out what his will is for you and then carry it out and make it much better.
All right.
Glory.
Good way to sum it up. We appreciate everybody for joining us. We've been talking from the topic, how gospel and blues impacted urban American culture. And we've learned about the evolution of black music and how it brought us to this point. There are a lot of lessons that we can learn. I like what Lewis is saying. We certainly should be loving and open because there's a lesson to be learned by us all. So we appreciate that. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We're grateful for your participation. Be back next this coming Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m., for another episode of Talk Straight. Thank you again, and we will see you then.